You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
All right, we're rolling along here. Greeny with you on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We'll have time for some phone calls, at least that's the plan, a little bit later in the hour. I'll tell you when to call. We have a member of the hashtag crew who has a serious problem we need to solve. I've got a bunch of I'm sorry Watts I want to get to, but the conversation took its own turn this morning. And the best thing about this medium, my favorite thing about coming back to radio, is that when the conversation goes an unexpected direction, we can just follow it. So with the assembled members of the hashtag crew around me, Bubba, Nuno, and Hembo, we were talking about Daniel Jones and what this ridiculous, and might I just say something, Nuno, and I'm going to call you out because you were just doing so, representing fans of the New York Giants, from whom I need to hear every single day, because A, I walk the streets of this city, and B, because, and you know who I'm talking about, the GetUp staff is overrun with Giant fans. The two coordinating producers of our show are both lifelong Giant fans. So I got to hear about this all the time. And I got to hear, oh my goodness, Daniel Jones is playing so well. This is actually going to turn into a problem. We're winning games. We're winning so many games. We're going to have to pay the quarterback a lot of money. Shut up. I'm not listening to that anymore. You're 6-1. You should be thinking about trying to win a freaking Super Bowl. What 6-1 team is sitting around bemoaning the fact that things are going well because someone might have to spend some of other people's money to keep the players who are responsible for it? And oh, by the way, Daniel Jones is worth every penny you're going to have to pay him. You could make Johnny Unitas in his prime the quarterback of the New York Football Giants, and his passing numbers would stink because their receiving core is non-existent. Of all the things that Dave Gettleman got wrong, the selection of Kadarius Toney and the signing of Kenny Golladay, Nuno, are the worst. They are the worst. Worse than drafting Saquon, worse than number two overall, worse than drafting Daniel Jones, 6 overall, worse than any of the offensive linemen that he took, and then the line got worse. By far the worst are sinking what you sunk into Toney and Golladay and getting nothing for it. Literally nothing. And so as a consequence, Daniel Jones is throwing passes to people who cannot catch. If they could catch, his numbers, his passing numbers would look a lot better. And Hembo had a great tweet yesterday. Saquon Barkley could be in the MVP conversation this season. He has rushed for 28 first downs. That's a remarkable number. Daniel Jones has rushed for 29. It's like in the case of some of these other quarterbacks who want to give them all the credit for their running. Lamar Jackson, what a great runner. Kyler Murray, what a great runner. Josh Allen, what a great runner. Daniel Jones, we don't want to give any credit for the running. So I'm done with the Daniel Jones people doubting, whatever the word is, diminishing what he is doing. Because what he's doing is playing great and you're winning. So the question came up with Tannenbaum. If Daniel Jones were to become a free agent, what would his market be? And he said a third of the teams in the league are likely to be looking for a quarterback this coming offseason. So I went to the standings, and let's do the list. I'm going to say a team out loud. Bubba, I'm going to give it to you. You're just going to say yes or no, this team is going to want a new quarterback this offseason. And then after Bubba answers it, Nuno or Hembo, jump in if you disagree. Okay, so that's the way the game is going to be played. Bubba, I say the name of a team. You tell me yes or no they're going to need a new quarterback. The Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
That's one. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
That's two. Again, anyone who wants to jump in and disagree, go ahead. The Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
That's three. The Houston Texans.
Yes.
That's four. The Washington Commanders.
Yes.
That's five. The Detroit Lions.
No.
I.
I don't know that I was necessarily the way you needed to go with that. You disagree. Just say I disagree. What the hell are you doing? Who says I and then says nay. This is the year 2022. Are you drinking out of a goblet? I mean, what are we back in? Like, are you about to go to do like a, well, you sound like someone from the Middle Ages. Who the that's the closest I've come. That is the closest I've come to cursing on the air in 30 years.
That's how bad it was.
Who says I and then says nay? Your inclination is not to just say, no, I disagree with that. What is the matter with you?
I just wanted to catch your attention and make sure you didn't skip over my objection.
I wasn't going to skip over your objection. I made the rules of the game. I was perfectly ready for you to jump in.
What should I have said instead?
I disagree. Hello. Anything but nay.
I think they'll need a quarterback.
Yes. I mean, so you're saying you do not believe Jared Goff is the long-term answer for the Lions.
That's right.
I agree with you. They didn't draft anybody, did they? I can't remember. They didn't take a – did they take someone in the later rounds?
Yeah,
now? I hosted the draft, and you think
later,
I'd remember
though.
That.
Let me pull up the draft.
They took one of the later guys. So they do have a rookie on their roster. It's jumping out of my head who it was, but it's not – someone who we immediately assume to be their guy. Hembo is looking it up.
No, they have Nate Sudfeld and Tim Boyle on their roster.
Okay, so then no.
Well, you got to get Sudfeld some reps. So.
I don't know what you're talking about, Bubba, but I think that's a definitive yes. The Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
Yes. The New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
Yes. The Los Angeles Rams.
No.
No, okay, fair enough. And how about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yes.
Okay, is there anyone I left out? Is there an obvious team? Obviously, is Seattle now set at quarterback with Geno? Could Seattle still be?
And Seattle has the best quarterback they've ever had.
Matt Hasselbeck is offended by that statement. is there a team I'm forgetting? Did I leave anybody out of the conversation? I mean, Atlanta? Should I have said Atlanta? Who'd they draft?
Desmond Ridder.
Who'd they take?
Desmond Ridder.
Right, they took Ridder from Cincinnati.
Everyone in Atlanta just wants him to play. So
right. I think the only nay that I missed was Miami. I think there's a decent chance Miami does stay with Tua.
Right, but there is no chance they don't.
For sure.
Like if you're going to have to pay him all the... Okay, here's a good question. Taking everything into account, Nuno, and you're going to give a long-term quarterback contract, not Deshaun Watson, but like a good, solid NFL starting quarterback contract, for the next 4 years to one of the following two players. Would you give it to Daniel Jones or would you give it to Tua Tagovailoa?
So I probably would give it to, depending on the situation, Jones. If Daniel Jones was the Dolphins quarterback, I think they would be as good, if not better, than what they are at this point in time. But if you flip them and put Tua in the situation that the Giants are currently in, I don't think they're 6-1 at this point.
Well, that's fair because he couldn't do all the running because of his fragility. But here's where I would sort of disagree, at least I think, with your basic point. If you could promise me in the given that Tua was going to be healthy, overwhelmingly healthy, then I would take him. I think he is a better player than Daniel Jones. But availability, to use the most ridiculously overused cliche in sports, is the most important ability. And that would be my concern with Tua. Not that his talent, I think he has shown you the talent. Now, look, they went out and got him. He's got an Olympic track team playing wide receiver for him. So it's not a surprise that his numbers look good. But I think he looks good. Tua is good. That shouldn't be a surprise. He was great in college. The problem is he was also always hurt in college, and he has largely been hurt in the NFL. That would be, to me, the reason for the question.
See, I think both Tua and Daniel Jones are good examples of quarterbacks that I wouldn't pay or teams shouldn't pay because Geno Smith exists, because the Titans were able to turn Ryan Tannehill around. There are somewhere between a dozen and a dozen and a half quarterbacks that are absolutely worth paying because they represent a much better option. But the differential between Tua and a high-end backup or Daniel Jones and a high-end backup is not that substantial. It's definitely not worth the difference in price tag, in my judgment.
So you're saying you don't think that Daniel Jones, who would be a high-end backup? Like, who give me an example of who you're talking about.
For example, if Tyrod Taylor were healthy, I think the Giants' offense would look pretty similar.
Oh, I thoroughly disagree. First of all, Tyrod Taylor, the poor guy, has never been healthy. He gets hurt in the most ridiculous ways every single time he finally gets his chance, including being given an injection in the wrong way and whatever else. So give me a different example. Like, give me someone we've seen.
Teddy Bridgewater.
So you think the difference between Teddy Bridgewater and Daniel Jones is not that substantial?
Certainly not greater than the amount of money.
$20 million a year, $25 million a
year.
No
way. Daniel Jones, we didn't even pick up his fifth-year option. Like, the Giants didn't themselves
because he looked like an entirely different player. I'm talking about the seven games they've played this year.
But you're going to take those seven games and assume that's the default, not the previous 3 years?
But you have the luxury of waiting for at least 10 more games to make this decision and then probably playoff games.
There's a 0% chance I would make a long-term commitment to Daniel Jones. What this year proves to me is that Brian Daboll is great, not that Daniel Jones is good.
Do you agree with that, Nuno?
So, off of what Hembo's saying, Ryan Tannehill, we all assume, will be available after the end of the year, right? They're going to eventually move to Malik Willis and give that a shot. So, 3 year, you're a team and you have a 3 year deal. You're giving it to Tannehill at 35, who, by the way, has made a lot of money the last couple of years, or are you giving it to Daniel Jones?
Oh, I'm giving it to Daniel Jones for sure. You?
I would still take Tannehill over Daniel Jones. This is still too small a sample size to be all in on Daniel Jones. Look, he gets credit for the running that he's doing. What I'm saying is that I'm not sure I'm willing to pay that forward.
All right. So anyway, like I said, this sort of turned into a topic that I liked, and it wasn't any of the things that we had planned, but that's the beauty of the conversation here, and hopefully it was a little bit thought-provoking. Think about whether or not you think your team needs a quarterback. We all know the game's not over till it's over. Next time your car breaks down, don't call it quits. Head to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Coming up next, one member of the hashtag crew has a serious problem, and we are all going to be required to solve it. Right after this on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This is Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. We come to you live every day above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. The assembled members of the hashtag squad, the hashtag crew, are around me. Hashtag Bubba, hashtag Nuno, hashtag Hembo. And I am, by a fairly wide margin, the oldest member of this hashtag crew. And as a consequence, I feel that one of my roles here is somewhat patriarchal. I dispense some advice to the younger members here, particularly Hembo, who is the youngest by quite a margin and also is newly married and newly a father. And these are experiences that I've gone through. And so, you know, I feel like I can be of some assistance. But in this particular case, I think I need to hear from the bachelors. I need to hear from both Bubba and Nuno their thoughts on the conundrum that Hembo finds himself in. So to familiarize everyone who's not a regular to the program, Hembo got married, what, 3 years ago?
Fall of 2019.
2019, so which is also 3 years ago. Thank you for specifying. Well, I said 3 years ago. You could have just said yes.
I.
But whatever. Anyway, And this year, just 2 months ago, the blessed delivery of twins, beautiful twin baby girls, one of whom was named after me. So he's got the little girls, Michelle and you know, the other one. And so he's got the girls at home and everything else. He has a bit of a conundrum. Hembo is a crazy fan of all things Philadelphia sports. Your first love is baseball. So how would you describe, if you could, on a scale of 1 to 10, the level of significance in your life that the Phillies are in the World Series?
453.
Correct. That's not an exaggeration. It is not. So when is the Phillies' first home game of this World Series?
Monday. Game 3.
Game 3. So when is it that you have this incorporated this problem? They open in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Friday.
That's Friday.
You have been invited to what and when? What is the issue that we have here?
Okay, so on Friday, my wife Liz is in a wedding that we have known about for a very long time. And at no point over the last 6 months was I concerned that the Phillies might be playing game one of the World Series on Friday night when this wedding happens today.
Okay, so you are attending this wedding?
Of course.
So you have to attend a wedding during game one of the World Series.
Not only do I have to attend a wedding, I'm on baby duty. She's been doing the Lord's work for the last 10 months, 11 months. This is my responsibility, my obligation to let her have this night.
Well, I don't understand. How can you both be on baby duty and be at the wedding? You're not bringing the babies to the wedding.
Well, I mean, I assume there will be some... we haven't figured out like the transportation element of it, but like I'm going to the wedding, she's going to the wedding, she's in the wedding. Afterwards, I assume that I'll be watching them when like she's dancing the night away. I don't know.
Watching who?
The babies.
The babies are going to the wedding? They're 2 months old.
They're not going to be like in the thing, but like we're not going to leave them home.
Why not?
What do you mean?
They live at home. Where is the wedding?
It's in Long Island.
Okay. So you're going to drive to Long Island, you're going to go to the wedding, you're going to drive back to New Jersey. Why are the kids going with you to this wedding?
This is a multi-day event. Well, I mean, the in-laws...
Oh, it's a multi-day event?
She's in the thing. There's a rehearsal dinner tomorrow night. There's the wedding on Friday. Like, this is a big... Like, this is the whole weekend.
So you're going to be gone for a while.
Yeah.
And you're saying you cannot leave the babies at home.
Oh,
there are
no.
four grandparents involved in this, plus a world of babysitting help.
Yeah, first of all, can we leave the kids with the in-laws?
Yeah. The in-laws are coming. This is a these are like family friends.
Oh. It's a family wedding?
All four of them are coming?
Not my parents. My parents are not coming.
Where are your parents going to be?
I don't know what they're otherwise doing this weekend, but again, this was not
they're watching the Phillies game.
Yeah, well, definitely they'll be watching the Phillies game from home, unfortunately, unlike me.
So the question is then risen, or the question is brought up, and Bubba, I think, is starting to get around to the bottom of it, because I didn't even know the part about the babies.
Yeah, I don't even know what's happening right now.
I don't
now.
Know what the babies are doing going to a wedding.
Yeah,
they're 2 months old. Leave the babies at Nuno's house. Nuno will be very happy on this drive from New Jersey to Long Island. Just stop off in what town do you live in again, Nuno?
I live in Connecticut, so come down to Ansonia, drop the kids off.
Okay, I mean, you didn't have to not... Were you not telling people what town you live in? Were you afraid people are going to drop by
your
house?
No, that's fine.
Okay, you drop by Nuno's house. You drop off the little Michelle and, you know, the other one. And Uncle Nuno will take care. The point of the matter is, I wasn't even contemplating the babies.
How so?
Well, because it seems to me unimaginable that you are bringing two-month-old babies to a wedding.
Here's the deal. These are not matters of which I have any say. So
I'm going to make the controversial statement right now that I do not believe you should even have to go to the wedding in the first place. That's what I think.
Whoa! I think she should go.
Yes.
You should stay home with the children and take. You don't take 2 months to 2 months old to weddings. They're going to be crying and they're going to be bothering everyone.
But further,
so she should go.
Yes.
And with her friend, she should have a great time. You should stay home with care of the children. And then watch the games.
And then have the games on. And for the hours that the game itself is on, you get some sort of child care, which have you left the children with a babysitter yet?
Only in-laws. So
okay.
Far.
Well, their babysitters are abundant. There are any number of, like, you know, teenagers in your neighborhood
who
will
definitely
come
still.
Sit in the house. I understand there's work to be done. So in this particular case, mm-hmm. you might have to fly mom in. You got to bring your mother in. But here's the larger point. You do not have to go to this wedding. And I will cite the ultimate reference, and that is a book called Why My Wife Thinks I'm an Idiot. I wrote it 15 years ago, and I wrote the following. Weddings are a perfectly acceptable reason, football tickets are a perfectly acceptable reason for missing weddings up to and including first cousins. Funerals are a little dicey because people tend not to forget if you don't go to those. But bar mitzvahs are a lock. Football tickets are an acceptable reason for missing a bar mitzvah up to and including your own. So under no circumstances do I believe you should have to go to a wedding of someone who is not even a relative while the Philadelphia Phillies are playing game one of the World Series. I'm sorry. That's what I think. Does anyone disagree with me? Nuno.
Yeah, no. I can see why Lizzie doesn't want to leave him at the house for 2 days, three days.
Let me say this too. I would much rather leave these infants in the care of a local teenager than alone with you. There is no way in the world I wouldn't leave my kids with you now. And they're 22 and 20 years old.
This happened literally yesterday. Lizzie went out to go to CVS, half an hour trip. All I had to do was feed them. I forgot to feed one. It was screaming 2 hours later, and she stayed up the entire night because I made that mistake. I was given one job in half an hour.
But why are you saying this out loud? You don't realize just how incredibly bad that is. That's horrendous. I mean, that literally
is... How
is
that even possible?
Why?
I forgot to feed one.
Why? How can you forget to feed a human being?
She wasn't crying.
Listen, have you ever seen me order lunch?
I have.
I eat all the time.
Yeah.
Am I crying? Like, people don't have to be crying to be looking for it. So what I think we've gotten to the bottom of here, gentlemen, is two things. One, Hembo should not be obligated to go to the wedding. And two, under no circumstances should he be trusted with sole care of these infants. I do not think you should be alone with Michelle and the other one until they are at least 20. I think 20 years old is probably a reasonable time. I don't know that I'd leave Stevie alone with you for a weekend right now, and he's 20. Nikki would take care of you. So I would be less concerned about. But that to me is the bottom line of this. Does anyone agree with me that if your favorite team is playing in the World Series and these people are legitimately your friends, you should be able to say, look, you know I love you, but you're going to have a great party with or without me.
Mm-hmm.
I need to watch this game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way. Now, I know very few people get married on Super Bowl Sunday, but they could. People could get married. They have weddings on that day for people who are not sports fans or whatever it is. Maybe it's cheaper to rent the place. I have no idea. But if someone was getting married and the Jets made it to the Super Bowl, I can't fathom who it would have to be getting married. Like, my daughter's wedding, I would not go to. I would watch the Jets in the Super Bowl. That only can happen on that one day. It's never going to happen again. Like, I've almost given up on the fact that it'll ever happen in my lifetime. You can't go to a wedding during the World Series. You can't do it.
Here's the only bright side to this.
Because, what is it?
Because Hembo did say, like, his in-laws will be there. Seems like it's a family wedding type of situation. Is that he will actually be able to disappear to watch the game because he's just going to hand off Michelle and the other one and go do what he needs to do. I think that's his only, like, saving grace there.
It's not a bad thought because there's going to be a lot of people there that see these babies for the first time and they're going to want to hang out with them and watch them. That's when I can sneak
out. They're going to see the babies for the first time at a wedding?
Of course.
I don't think so. No, I think there's still more of the bottom to be gotten to in all of this. One way or another, we will continue to do that. Plus, it is time to throw open the phone. I got a whole, what that I want to get to here, but we haven't gotten any calls in the last couple of days. So I want to sneak in a few of those. Let's do a little what do you want to know. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is my number. We'll take a few calls, whatever it is you want to know, in or outside the world of sports. We'll answer your questions, and then we'll roll from there. Back in a moment on ESPN. Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greeny on ESPN Radio. Again, my number is 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. We'll get to your calls here in about 3 minutes. Meanwhile, I want to hear this soundbite from Jerry Jones that Nuno just put up on my screen. Jerry was on 105 The Fan today, and he was talking about how good the NFC East is, where by and large, I mean, they're by far the best division in the sport. The Eagles are unbeaten. The Giants have one loss. The Cowboys have two. And the Commanders are by far the best last place team in the NFL. Here's the analogy Jerry Jones made.
I will say this. I'm sobered up. I look ahead. And reality is we've got a lot of football left to play. At all times, I don't ever feel like it's set. It's like holding two handfuls of Jell-O and thinking you've got it when it's coming out this finger, coming out that finger, and you try to grab over there. So there's an element of that. So you've got to anticipate that and know that it's a moving target, and it's just not going to be the same wagon train that left the East, broke the wagons down on the Mississippi and burned some of them for firewood, and a lot of people barn and died on the way. It's the train, but it's not the same makeup of it.
What a fascinating man he is. I would love to be friends with Jerry Jones. Wouldn't you like just to have that conversation in person and to be able to then just say, when you say, like, holding two hands full of Jell-O, I understand the analogy he makes, but who thinks of that? Like, if you're trying to think of analogy to describe, well, everything might not wind up exactly as we expect it to. Who thinks of, you know, it's kind of like holding Jell-O in two different hands and it starts leaking out the cracks between your fingers.
Do you think he has all of these analogies? My favorite one of his is the mosquito circumcision. Do you think that's planned, or are these rolling off the tongue?
Well, I don't think circumcising the mosquito can possibly roll off the tongue. Like, that one has to be one that he had heard and used before. But holding two hands full, I mean, if he had paused, then I would have thought maybe that was off the cuff. He seemed to have it at the ready.
He did, yeah.
But if he had just said, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, holding two handfuls of Jell-O, and then they slip through your fingers. Like, I don't even know that Jell-O is the first thing I would think of. Do you remember Silly Putty?
Yeah.
Is that mm-hmm. a toy you
I
played
use that.
With?
Mm-hmm.
That would kind of, like, if you squeeze Silly Putty, it would, like, come out between the cracks between your fingers. Who the hell has ever held two handfuls of Jell-O?
Do you like Jell-O?
I mean, there was a time in my life I liked Jell-O. I can't remember the last time I ate Jell-O.
I like green Jell-O a lot.
Green Jell-O?
It's really good.
Of all the Jell-Os, the one you like is green?
It's actually one of my favorite desserts.
I thought you said you don't eat desserts except for sugar on a tomato. You're a really weird man. We continue in 15 seconds. Train of thought is a fascinating thing, and I'll explain why in 30 seconds, and then we'll take the phone calls from you at 888-SAY-ESPN. I want to know what you want to know. First, these 30 seconds with ZipRecruiter. In recent news, Halloween's expected to be epic this year, so party supply stores have hired thousands of workers. That sounds like a dreadful task. But that's why party supply stores and businesses of all sizes use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. Their technology finds the right people for your job, and you can invite them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try it for free now at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. Just fascinating. The subject of Jell-O just came up for absolutely no reason. And immediately my mind, you tell me, does this mean I have, like, this is something I should be concerned about? My mind immediately went to, if you're one of those people that puts chopped up fruit into Jell-O, then I literally never want to associate myself with you.
That's a disqualifier for you?
A disqualifier.
As a
it's so awful. Like, I just, like, when I was a kid, I liked Jell-O. I mean, who doesn't like Jell-O? Jell-O in and of itself is a harmless and tasty thing. But some people would make it. Well, I just mean, like, it would be a hard thing to say I hate Jell-O. Like, what would you hate about
the
Jell-O?
The consistencies, I guess.
Maybe some people don't like it. The point of it is people put, like, chopped up banana in it. It's horrendous. I mean, if you do that, what's wrong with you? I honestly,
people do that?
Yes, people do it. And it's just terrible. And again, that had nothing to do with what we were talking about. And I allow myself to get sidetracked on my own radio show by thinking about it. And that's just not good. Anyway, this is Greeny. Your phone calls are next. Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. What do you want to know? You got a question, we will do our best to answer it. Bubba, who's first up?
We're going to start with Bobby.
All right, Bobby, you're with us, as I mentioned, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What do you want to know, Bobby?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want to know that Michelle was the one that was fed. But in all honesty, I just want to know which was the worst Russ trade, the Lakers or the Broncos?
Okay, so first off, the first question I really like. Hembo fed one and only one of his twins by accident. Did you feed Michelle or did you feed the other one?
I fed Charlotte.
Who is Charlotte?
I did not feed Michelle.
Oh, okay. So that's terrible. I mean, that has
Are
just made
sure?
it worse.
Are you sure? Because I don't think you even know which one's which.
I actually, yesterday when Lizzie posted her daily which baby is who on Instagram, I actually did get it wrong. I'm like the worst dad.
Do you ever mistake one for the other?
Not when they're like side by side, because there's enough differences. But when they're on their own, I've done so a few times. Yeah.
Okay, so that's incredibly bad. And secondly, what was his question? The Lakers or the
which trade was worse? The one for Russell Wilson or the one for Russell Westbrook?
Oh well, whew. Is death an option? I mean, I think ultimately the one for Russell Westbrook, because that has no chance of getting better. The Russell Wilson one just looks terrible, but it's too soon to say that it has no chance of ever. There is still a chance that he will play well and they will be good while he is there, right? There's still a chance.
Can I just
that.
Read this tweet? Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Okay, so Zach Stevens writes about the Broncos, and he tweeted this. Russell Wilson worked out and stretched for 4 of the 8 hours on the flight from Denver to London. He said he was doing high knees in the aisle when the rest of the guys were asleep.
Oh, God. Of course he said that. See, that is just unimaginably terrible, right? I mean, Bubba, what do we think of that?
I mean, that's just, I can't even respond. It's just so annoying. I'm so annoyed by that's happening, 3,000 miles away, and I'm so annoyed. The fact that he's up in the air doing high knees is so frustratingly stupid. Why would you do that?
You know what the only thing worse than him doing that is? The fact that he wanted to make sure we knew it.
That's true, yeah.
Like, why are you telling anyone that? If I'm on a flight from Denver to London and I'm trying to get some sleep and someone is in the aisle doing high knees.
All of a sudden, Russell Wilson, high knees right by you.
I don't care how valuable he is to my team, I'm tripping him. I am going to stick my foot out and trip him if he's trying to do high knees in the aisle while I'm sleeping.
Broncos country. Let's stretch.
All right. We're going back to the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Bubba, who's next?
We're going to go to Joe.
Joe, what do you want to know?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Real quick, Hembo, I just want to know why you're not bringing one but two babies to that wedding. All right? Hear me out. A wedding is full. It's loud. There's nothing but germs in the air. Okay? And you said a lot of people are going to want to see the baby. It kind of takes away from the people getting married. All right? You need to have the in-laws come over, or whatever the case may be, or you stay at home, give your wife a true weekend off, and I promise you, in the long run, it's going to do you wonders. But babies should not be at a wedding.
That's a great call.
That's a good call.
That was a great I endorse literally every word he just said.
And he didn't even have to mention the Phillies.
That's correct.
Let's go!
But you should be home with the babies and help. There should be other people present as well, at least one and probably multiple. Under no circumstances should you be alone with those children for anything more than 10 consecutive minutes. And during the Phillies game, you need to be completely occupied. You need to watch the game nonstop.
We need someone to come over and watch me and the babies.
Correct. Mm-hmm. You need someone to watch. Maybe Keith Costas is available.
Oh, Keith's the best.
Bob's son, Keith, is a friend of yours, right? He comes over, you guys
all make
your barbecue
he
all the time.
He loves spare ribs.
He loves, so you come over, you make some ribs, he'll watch the babies, and you'll watch the World Series, and everything will be fine.
He's going to need to feed them both, though, because sometimes I forget.
That's just terrible. Greeny with you. You can be a part of Greeny Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line right now. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one that fans deserve. Bubba, who's next?
We're going to go to Joe number two.
Joe number two, what do you want to know? Joe?
Hey, fellas. Appreciate you taking my call, man. I love the show.
Thank you.
I'm from Baltimore originally, man, and I'm a diehard Ravens fan. Love everything about them. We got some issues. We got a short week this week. We got the Buccaneers coming up tomorrow. Tom Brady's on, a two-game losing streak or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that it's going to turn out. I think he's got a chip on his shoulder along with everything else that he's got going on in his life. And I guess we all wish him well about that. And then one other thing I had to say, man, is for the past two or three weeks now, you guys keep talking about his daughters. And you guys keep saying the other one, the other one. It's just a little confusing. And I'm kind of wondering why you guys keep saying the other one.
Okay.
So that's mine. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
I will address both of those. Thank you. Let's lose the music. We'll leave it on that one because that's an excellent call. I'll get to the Ravens in a minute. The reason that we describe Hembo's daughters as Michelle on the other one is because I am a person who is so extraordinarily narcissistic that the most important thing about Hembo having children is me. I managed to make that about myself. I've known Hembo. Hembo's like almost like a nephew to me. And yet the most important thing about him having these twin girls is me. And he named one of them Michelle, which obviously is in tribute to me. And that's the only reason I know the name of either of them, to be clear. They would be your girls, but because one of them is named in my honor, they became Michelle and the other one. I can never be expected to remember the name of the other one, and that's how she became the other one. If one of them is going to be named after me, obviously that's the important one, and that's the explanation to why they became on this show Michelle and the other one.
And just so everyone is clear, like this is just how you are with names in general. The first day I ever worked on Mike and Mike, you asked me what my name was. I said it was Paul Hembatidis. You said, I'm never calling you that.
That's right.
We're calling you Hembo.
That's right.
So this is just what you do for literally everyone.
Yeah. I'm very bad with names. And I said it earlier. I'm very bad at almost everything. So this should not be considered any different. At home, I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife, Liz, again, I worked with Lizzie. Lizzie, I knew Lizzie before you knew Lizzie.
That's true.
So Lizzie, you call her Liz, but to me, she was always Lizzie. Lizzie worked on Mike and Mike before you worked on Mike and Mike. So I've known her longer than even you've known her. Does she call you Paul or Hembo?
She calls me Paul.
Does she call your daughters Michelle and the other one?
She does not.
Or does she describe the other one by her actual name?
She calls her Charlotte.
Well, why does she call her Charlotte?
Well, that's her name.
Oh, okay. So then the point I'm making is Michelle given any kind of preferential treatment based upon the in the royal family?
Right.
Right? Like William gets to be the king and Harry, you know, not so much.
Right.
And that's just the way it goes. So in your marriage, in your family now, does Michelle get the special privileges based on the significance of being named after me?
No, in fact, it was very important to me that we named Michelle. She was the second one to come out. The second one. And I couldn't possibly justify naming my firstborn after you knowing how much worse it would be. So that's why Charlotte had to be first, and that's why Michelle had to be second.
Okay. We'll work on that.
How about the Ravens?
I'm not 100% sure you were right about that. You fed one of them and not the other the other night. I'm not convinced you know which one was born first. Having said that, now I'm going to address his second question. What was his name again? Bobby?
I thought it was Joe number two.
Joe number two. See, there you have it. Joe number two, I'm about to give you the worst news you could ever possibly receive. And that is, I think the Ravens are going to obliterate Tampa tomorrow night.
Hashtag KOD.
the kiss of death.
I'm always wrong. So my pick is going to be Tampa when we get there tomorrow because I think the Ravens are going to kill them. The Buccaneers look awful and they look done. And Brady looks awful and he looks done. They look finished to me. I actually am sitting here. I'm going to say these words out loud. I think Atlanta is going to win that division. I really do. Wow. I think the Falcons play harder than them. They play better than them. You might say, oh, they gave up a ton of points this past week. They gave up 450 yards to Cincinnati. Did you see who didn't play for them? Their entire secondary didn't play. Don't just look at every result is not created equal. The Falcons play hard. They play well. They got screwed in that game against Tampa on that ridiculous penalty for roughing the passer that they called that they would never have called on anyone except for Tom Brady, who tried to kick Grady Jarrett in the ding-ding and got the benefit of the 15-yard penalty, and that's how they wound up winning that game. I think Atlanta's going to win that division. I think Tampa looks finished, and I think Brady looks like he regrets having come back. I think all of those things. And as a consequence, I really believe they're going to get worked by Baltimore tomorrow. And because I'm always wrong, that should probably tell you that Tampa Bay is going to win big.
Have you seen the number for that game yet?
The game's in Tampa, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe the Ravens are favored. Are the Ravens a 2.5-point favorite?
It's only 1.5.
1.5.
And right now, yeah. 81% of the public is on Baltimore.
See, that's it. Tampa's going to win. It's a lock.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa's going to win. That is a lock. Everything in the world is going against them, primarily me.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
So there you have it. Okay. Thank you for the calls, as always. Those are always fun. We have a few minutes to finish up here. So I told you I had one more green light for you.
I'm ready to go right now.
Green light, green light with Greeny.
You told me you had something on Bryce Harper. Go.
Yeah, Bryce Harper was the number one pick in the draft once upon a time. He won the Rookie of the Year, and he's also won an MVP. He's won two, actually. He is 4 wins away, Greeny, from winning the World Series. He would be the first player in the history of baseball to do that, to be the number one pick to win the Rookie of the Year, an MVP, and a championship.
That's actually a very good little – I was hoping that would be a trivia question because you would say he was one of two people.
I'm getting there.
Oh, there's going to be a trivia question attached.
So it's happened in hockey 3 times. Alex Ovechkin, Patrick Kane, and Mario Lemieux can all say that. It has actually never happened in the NFL, believe it or not. No player has ever pulled that in the NFL.
Meaning being drafted number one, winning MVP, and winning a championship.
Bryce Harper was the Rookie of the Year as well. So
it's
all 4 of those things.
So it's all 4 of those
things.
But
it's happened 5 times in the NBA. Obviously, all names you know. You want to take a crack at it?
So Peyton Manning wasn't the Rookie of the Year?
Mm-hmm.
He was not.
He was not.
Because he obviously did the others.
He set the interception record that year.
That's right. But I still thought he was... Okay. All right. So you're saying it's happened 5... So the trivia piece of this is it's happened 5 times in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love this question. Nuno, let's do it. So again, the question is, first overall pick,
yep.
Rookie of the Year,
mm-hmm.
MVP,
mm-hmm.
and a championship. So, I mean, LeBron has to be one of them.
That's correct.
Okay. Wait, I have my little dings here. So... Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has
to
be one of them. That's 2. MVP, Rookie of the Year. See, Rookie of the Year is the complicated one because a lot of guys have won in a lot of championships and awards, but winning Rookie of the Year complicates it a little bit. Who else came in and was great immediately and then wound up winning? Nuno, who am I missing?
So I'm trying to think, would like Larry Bird like...
Larry Bird was not really the first pick in the draft. No. Oh, but Magic Johnson was.
Yes.
But Larry Bird was the Rookie of the Year that year, so Magic doesn't make it. Okay, good.
Nice.
Keep going. Michael Jordan was not the first pick in the draft. Hakeem Olajuwon was the first pick in the draft, but Jordan would have been the Rookie of the Year, so it's not going to be him. Ewing never won a championship. Wow, this is tough.
All big men.
All big men.
All big men.
All right. Bill Russell?
No.
Will Chamberlain?
No.
How far back does Rookie of the Year go?
Tim Duncan's correct.
Tim Duncan is good. All big men. So Duncan, David Robinson?
Correct.
Okay. How many have I got so far?
You have one more left.
One more. I'm just going to, because I remember is it Wes Unseld?
No, it's not. It's more recent than that.
It's more recent than Unseld?
Shaq?
It is Shaq.
Oh, very well done.
Nice job,
Nuno. That's a terrific question. That is, I love those. I hope that people listening enjoy those kind of trivia things as much as I do, because I love that kind of stuff. So the 5 people who've done it, so Bryce Harper is the first and only baseball player ever to do it. I like it. Let's see what winds up happening. All right, terrific day today. Thanks for being around. See you tomorrow, ESPN Radio.
for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.